the World. I'm John Batchelor with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. She is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. And I stay to Berlin because so much of the European Union centers on the financial and manufacturing powerhouse of Germany. The German news this morning, perhaps metaphorical, German Chancellor Scholz tweets a picture of himself with a black eye patch over after a jogging accident. Or Chancellor Pirate Olaf Scholz injured jogging, says the BBC. There's a lightheartedness to these reports. Good for the political conversation in Europe. But in any event, we know that the chancellor will recover quickly. The question is the chancellor recovering in an environment that we imagined when he delivered the Zeitenwende speech, a turn in affairs, a new time for Germany? The headlines are suggestive that it is, but then again, it isn't. For example, an obsolete German tank seeks a second life on Ukraine's front lines. Or Ukraine has a new weapon in its fight against Russia, 100 Cold War-era German tanks designed by Porsche. Or Germany delivers first batch of newly produced Gebhard shells to Ukraine. And then there is the contradictory headlines. German MP says Scholz is blocking Taurus missile transfers to Ukraine. That's enough, Judy. What we have here is the contradiction of warfare. I appreciate that. But Zeitenwende, you mentioned in your essay, watered down. What does that mean, Judy?
Watered down in the sense that the promised billions or 100 billion haven't come through properly in terms of refitting and modernizing the German armed forces. And secondly, the finance minister from the Free Democrat, the Liberal Party, Mr. Lindner, he hasn't okayed a budget which would bring German defense spending to 2% of gross domestic product, which was a promise, by the way, that all NATO members made back at the 2014 summit in Cardiff, just after Russia attacked and illegally annexed Crimea. So we're back into the old thing of spending and what are we going to do about it. So there's this break on the Zeitenwende. The other break, and I think we have to stand back on this. This speech was very important, but this country takes a long time to change in terms of its foreign policy, in terms of how it sees Russia, in terms of its close economic and trade, close relations with China, which they really don't want to dilute any further. And so we have a Germany that looks to the EU for integration, looks for the Americans for the security umbrella, and looks for China, in the past Russia, for trade. And all this is now coming together, being questioned, and these issues are racing ahead of all the promises of the Zeitenwende, and the Zeitenwende itself is being bogged down in all sorts of bureaucracy and promises and different expectations and recopes. Maybe it'll pick up again, but it's not certain because Chancellor Scholz leads a very complicated three-party coalition.
We spoke in the first months after the Zeitenwende speech of Ostpolitik being retired or set aside with some holdouts, some last-ditch Ostpolitikians. Now that we're into this coming fall of the end of the second year, is the Ostpolitik making a comeback? Is it prosperous again?
No, and it will be very difficult to make a comeback because of the public view of Russia, although there are the sentimental views of Russia as well, that we have to negotiate and we have to get back to the old days. But the old status quo is gone, and the energy dependence, and you must realize this energy dependence, which first started in the 1970s, much to the opposition of the United States, that's gone. That is really gone now, and Germany is fast diversifying its energy sources, whether it's liquefied natural gas or renewable energy, even trying to keep the nuclear power stations open despite the green opposition. But the plank of the Russia-German relationship was one based on energy. And through this, there was always this belief in Germany, Ostpolitik, change through trade. And this really, really didn't happen. So that's got a real hit on the head. And those kind of days are over. If if there is to be a new relationship with Russia, this will only start after the negotiations or after how the war, if and when the war ends in Ukraine.
Judy Dempsey of Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin, Editor-in-Chief of Strategic Europe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.